is out there,
but out there is very big.
You've never been good at finding things.
You once got lost in a boot.
Hello and welcome to Johnny and the Baptists. Happiness is out there with your host, me, Johnny Donohoe, and for the first time in ages, your co-host, Annie Jervers.
I'm back.
Hello. You sound a lot better than I was expecting.
Thanks, man.
But a lot worse than normal.
Yeah, that sounds about right, doesn't it? That's sort of my new USP.
Is that about to? So tell us, without getting too excited, about... Oh, I forgot that we're recording and I started picking at something. What a start. I'm back. Yeah. I'm back, guys. I'm back straight away. So, Paddy, you've had facial reconstructive surgery. And you now, if you're not watching and you're just listening, Paddy now looks exactly like a duck.
A tamarind monkey. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I got top half duck, bottom half chimp.
Would you rather go top half duck, bottom half chimp?
No, I absolutely chose the wrong way around there.
Well, I don't know.
Because top half chimp, I could still talk.
Chimps can't talk, then.
Yeah, but if I still had my brain... And then I could fly with the duck bit and swim.
I would say the wings are top half. I think there's no question that wings are top half.
I don't know. I'm imagining that a duck's top half is just beak and up.
No, the top half is way... Where is a duck's waist? That's a good question. Oh.
I suppose it's where, you know, where the colour is different on its... No, that's penguins, isn't it? Where they've got a different... No, ducks have it as well.
It's where Donald Duck wears the towel to when he gets out of the shower.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good metric for measuring that. You know, his middle name is Fauntleroy.
Donald Fauntleroy Duck.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Why do you know that? How do you know that? Is that true?
I think, one, that's true, and two, I think I know, I either know a lot of animated Disney facts or a lot of duck trivia. I think it's the latter.
What's you know a lot of Johnny, duck trivia, yeah.
What's interesting is... I'm on quite a lot of painkillers, and I feel that what I really like about you, amongst other things, is that you have immediately lowered yourself to my level.
I think I just got easily distracted, and you.
Yeah,
I'm glad. Well, it's nice to have you back.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. Well done on the other episodes, though.
Yeah,
they were really good.
We actually won a BAFTA. We were on a BAFTA for the first one while you were away, and the second one they then took it away. So,
oh, you got cancelled for the second one.
We got cancelled. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that is a shame.
Yeah,
that is the sort of energy that James Rowland brings to a podcast. He's a torpedo.
He is. He's like a big old thing. Right, now I couldn't be bothered to think of something funny. I was like, let's just move.
Cool.
On. Tell us about what you have done. So seriously, you haven't really had facial reconstructive surgery. That was one of my very funny jokes. What's actually happened is you've had dental surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Facial dental surgery, not bum. Not anal dental surgery. And you had three wisdom teeth removed.
Mm-hmm.
You had your anus bleached.
Yeah, exactly. For my porn.
What really happened? Sorry. That's my bollocks.
What's the real story here?
Yeah.
Okay. So I had three wisdom. I already had one out years ago. I had three wisdom.
How many years ago? What age?
Come on, deep 22, dive. 23. No, 26. I don't
1926.
Know.
1926.
It was 1926. Yeah. The war's shadow still loomed large. It was definitely when you and I were working together, because remember, I used to get those infections, get big face, and we had one during a photo shoot. We had to cancel it because one side of my face was so big.
And we tried to do ones where you were looking to the side.
Yeah, like the queen on the coins.
Yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, they said, oh, you're definitely going to need all these teeth out. They're a real problem. But to get it on the NHS, you have to get loads of infections first to kind of show that it's a proper case. Because I had quite complicated ones. So I had to count all my infections. And as soon as I'd had, I think it was 3 or 4 infections in each tooth. Sorry, I've still got a slight lisp. They were allowed to do surgery. But by that point, the teeth had burrowed so far into my nerve endings in my lower jaw that it was quite a complex procedure. And they had to pull these teeth out and then sew everything up and move my nerves back into place, which is nice. I've got all the feeling back in my lower jaw now, which is good, but I still talk a bit funny.
So I've got questions. When you say burrowed, I mean, it does sound like more like a mole and less like a tooth.
That was part of the problem, is they were 3 moles.
Tiny little.
Yeah. They were so impacted. They were growing down and backwards, I think, was the problem.
I've done that.
Yeah, you've done that a lot, you big mole. So they took them out and put a load of stitches in. And then I got home. And it was awful for about 5 days. And then I got a really bad infection in my jaw. So I had to go back in hospital, have the stitches redone, have everything, all the antibiotics and all the stuff. But when I had that done, it was, I emailed them in the middle of the night because I was quite high. And I was like, look, I'm in a lot of pain. And you told me not to call you because it was too busy, but you said I should email with any problems. And here's my list of symptoms. And then they rang me back immediately and said, come to hospital. And I had a load of trainee doctors like studying like in the room. Yeah. And the surgeon was like, right, these guys are going to diagnose you and then they're going to deal with it. And I hope you're okay with that. This is a educational procedure. And I was like, yeah, fine.
Sure.
And, a young woman and a young man, both of whom had definitely never done this before, terrified, shaking like leaves, obviously very highly trained and skilled and qualified, but terrified, maybe, had to diagnose me and ask all the questions you're meant to ask whilst they were sort of being bollocked by this teacher.
And were they and like, I think it's his knee.
Yeah, and one of them hit me in the knee. Like, but one of them found like an abscess. And the doctor was like, very good. And now what do you have to do? And they're like, we have to take the stitches out. And he was like, great, go for it. And they both paused and were like, really? And he was like, yeah, you guys are going to do it. And that's not what you want to hear when you're in the chair. So they did. And it was I think it's the only time I've shouted, not like shouted, what's the word? Like screamed in agony, I think, in presence of a doctor. And it was very awful. But now the infection is largely cleared. I'm feeling a bit better. I still haven't eaten solid food in 2 weeks.
What did you shout?
No, just like because my mouth was rammed open so that they could get inside, which it did not have the capacity to be open that much. I was just groaning, but like so loudly that it just sounded like, you know, in a horror film when they walk through the hospital, the haunted hospital, and from, you hear like screams of pain from the it was like one of them.
So is it like, it really kill me,
I felt, and I felt like such a wanker because it was clearly like their first time, and I didn't want to scar these doctors forever, but at the same time I was like, oh, this is, I don't know what else I can do other than shout whilst you're doing this.
Whenever someone is kind of committing some sort of barbaric torture onto me, I don't really care whether it's their first time or their last.
That is fair.
Did you like go, I'm not having this, I would like a professional now?
No, because I think it was because I was under the influence of so many drugs that I do think there was a bit of me that thought the right thing to do is to let them go through with this And then when it's done, because maybe it's meant to hurt this much because it's really infected and it's really painful. Like whatever you do is going to hurt.
Mm.
I'd much rather they weren't stopped midway through the first time doing that and have a, you know, a more qualified surgeon be like, okay, I'm taking over because you fucked it up, because it could just ruin their confidence. I was like, I'll just stick. It only took a couple of minutes, but it was pretty fucking awful.
I don't know, yeah. Paddy. I do think it's easier to repair someone's confidence than it is to repair someone's face.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I wear many faces.
That's true. And you're not very confident.
No, not really. And then,
yeah.
Right, I get home. So, I mean, I've been eating soup and I have to have it quite cold, which sure. is quite sad.
Sure.
And then I hit, I got so, now you'll like this because of how much we hate landlords.
Yeah.
My old landlord, who doesn't listen, I hope, has been texting me quite a lot since I moved out. Since she moved me out of my last place.
Oh yeah,
and she keeps texting me and saying, "Have you got my tablecloth? Did you accidentally take it?" And there was this shitty black table, this shitty plastic tablecloth that you know that was on the table when we moved in, and yeah. I was like, no, we don't. And she's messaged me every couple of weeks for 6.5 months being like, I really think you've got this tablecloth. And I was like, look, I don't, like, also if we, I don't know, we move, like, we still haven't fully unpacked, like, we live in too small a flat for the things in our flat. I was like, I'm really sorry, like, I think the tablecloth's gone. And then I found it the other day.
So you did have the tablecloth.
And was like, yeah, it was in a pile of crap.
Sure.
And it is like, you can get these tablecloths on Amazon for, I'd say, £2.
Okay.
She then messaged again being like, still searching for this tablecloth. And eventually I was like, I've got the tablecloth. It turned up, we were unpacking. Sorry for the confusion. And she was like, when can you drop it off? Because I really need it. And that... I don't know of anyone ever really needing a tablecloth, like full stop, let alone like a shit one
that sure.
you've been doing without for 6.5 months. And now she keeps messaging me being like, when are you going to drop off this tablecloth? And it drove me fucking crazy. And I'm still thinking about it now because I'm like, you own a house in London. And I've been there because I lived there and it's nice.
Yeah.
And I've got a tablecloth. The table I'm on has a tablecloth. It's quite nice. It cost me about £8. And it does the job. And you know what? If it caught fire, I would either do without or buy another. And I don't own a house. So I don't really know. Like, what I've done. I think maybe she's trying to trap me. Like, maybe I'll go around and, you know, she'll sort of lock me up or so. I don't really know.
No, because of a Fritzl thing.
I think so. Like, Fritzl cloth. Quite worrying. Yeah, a little Fritzl cloth.
Why didn't you post?
She's got loads of my tur.
Yeah, but
Does
she want
she's
that?
Got a bunch of Tesco letters to me, like my club card or some shit.
Yeah.
And she keeps asking me to come around and pick up. And I've long since stopped caring about that. So, I don't want her to come over.
No,
like, I don't want to post it. Because the postage will cost me probably £3 or £4 because it's a whole tablecloth. You know, I'm not paying to return a tablecloth she could buy for half the price of that. That'd be crazy.
Well, what if it's got sentimental value?
That is what Benny said. And Benny was like, but I don't see how this tablecloth, this awful tablecloth could hold. Like, maybe it does. I mean, but what? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's like the shroud of
maybe her husband ancestor. Died whilst eating at the table with that tablecloth.
Yeah.
And she's always assumed that some part of him kind of went into the spirit, kind of sort of went into that tablecloth. And so she's like, I need it back so that I can recover his full spirit at my next Seance. Now, in, yeah, I, you okay. know, I don't I mean, know if that's... But the, I suppose my thought would be this.
Yeah.
It just send her the fucking tablecloth.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I'm going to go... When I feel better, I'm going to go around and drop it off. She lives quite nearby. I just... And also, her husband's fine. I know him. He's quite a nice man.
Yeah.
And...
Is that just her first husband or her second husband?
Yeah, the first one died in a tragic table incident.
Yeah,
but that's I mean, but I, you know what? It's nothing to do with them, and it's nothing to do. I can't. It just made me angry.
I suppose the thing
at,
is,
at the
is
rich.
That, yeah, I mean, obviously, there's something frustrating about it, but at the end of the day, you rented her property.
And I stole a tablecloth.
And you stole her tablecloth, and she would like it back. And, you know, within the grand scheme of things,
yeah,
you should do that and not be as annoyed. Now, there are other factors at play. Like, it's very hard to be a renter in London. But I think you need to set that aside for a minute and remember that you stole her tablecloth, and all she's done is say, "Please, may I have it back?" a few times.
No, yeah, but I that I understand. If you boil it down,
yeah, we boil it down to just facts.
But there's loads of shit of mine that I left there by accident.
Yeah, that's sure. That's I mean, yeah, I mean that's like
but,
yeah.
Also, so, as the constant,
right?
I'm quite good with DIY, and there's quite a lot of stuff in that flat that instead of them paying to have it fixed, and it's not stuff that I've broken. It's stuff that's like, oh, don't lean on this wall, and you're like, oh, that sounds daunting. Like, there's a lot of shit that I fixed, and when something would break, I'd be like, right, I will repair this because I don't want to bother her and da da da. And then whenever she came to visit, she'd always be like, oh, my God, you fucking redid the extractor. Sure. Oh, my God, you did this.
Sure.
I'm like, I've done a lot for you and was giving you a lot of money. And this cloth.
Yeah, but these things have no bearing in that conversation, which is that you stole her tablecloth and she'd like it back. And you seem to be annoyed about returning it. And then you're like, well, I did quite a lot of handiwork. Well, this doesn't make any difference.
I'm quite a nice guy.
Sure.
I don't know why it annoyed me so much. I think it was because it turns out, and maybe you just noticed it more. You remember when you had pneumonia and it was awful?
I do remember.
Did you find that
you stole a lot
during
of tablecloths
that time?
That
you were robbing quite a lot of landlords. During that time, people, and well, I'm not talking about you or any of our friends really, people who don't really key into your life that much or is largely administratively based, message you a lot more and need more things.
No,
and
it's that
totally fine.
Time is moving at a different speed for you than from them.
I think that is really fair. I think
so
that
you're in recovery whenever and you're I've not doing asked, anything else. And she just wants her tablecloth back.
But whenever I've been asked something, I've largely been like, hey, I'm really sorry. Can it wait a few weeks? I've just had surgery on my jaw. I'm in a bit of a weird place. And they've been like, oh, fucking fine. No problem. I hope you get well soon. Except for this tablecloth business where I was like, I'll drop it around once I've recovered from surgery. And she was like, oh, so what about Monday? And I was like, well, that is in 2 days.
Well, and you've had it, so before you had surgery.
Yeah.
There was a 6-month period where she wanted it back and you didn't even admit to having it.
Because I didn't know. Actually, do you want to know what further complicates this?
So I suppose what I would say from this is that she is thinking more than anything else, well, he's quite unreliable.
And he's quite attached to this tablecloth.
Well, I mean, she's like, can I have my tablecloth back? And you're like, I haven't got it. But it turns out all that time you had. So
I
maybe she doesn't buy the surgery thing. And she's just like...
That is true. I'm, you know, it would be quite a slippery thing to do. And I could see why she'd think... Now, the thing that further complicates this, Johnny, is she's been asking me for two things. A tablecloth and an iron, right? Now, there was not an iron there when we moved in.
Okay.
I went and bought an iron because I was like, oh, fuck, we need an iron.
Okay.
And we then took our iron, which I still got the box for and everything. And she was like, can I have my iron back? And I was like, no, because you didn't give us an iron. And she was like, oh, but when I came over, I saw the iron there. I'm like, no, that was my iron.
Mm.
And I'm not bullshitting. That is my iron.
Okay.
And she now thinks I've stolen two things.
Sure.
And one of them, in fairness, I have and am planning to return. But I did not steal an iron.
Sure.
It's quite a good iron. You know, I don't want to just give her an iron.
I think you're going to have to give her an iron. Back.
I don't want to.
Well, your options.
My iron. Yeah.
Just feels like I've been talking about this for so long. And
about 10 minutes. What I do, what
my
I do
life
think
is so relatively short. And
but don't you think that now I've found the cloth and I'm like, ah, oh, huge mistake. I'm sorry. It was still packed in a box that didn't have other cloths in. I didn't think it would be in there.
Yeah.
She's probably now thinking that iron's going to show up. So
I would have thought that she is, yeah.
And it won't. And it's not going to.
What I would say, a neutral observer of this whole thing.
Don't sound very neutral. I think you should be on team pads, if I'm honest.
Well, I'm going to try and stay neutral, okay? I know I've got a relationship with you and I don't have a relationship with her. And I know that I dislike landlords and that I do like you. But putting all that aside...
Okay, cool. So that's 2 points for me. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Putting all that aside for a moment to try and be neutral, I would be confident that you've got her iron. I would say with some certainty that when you finally unpack everything, you'll go, oh, look, here's her iron.
Oh, no. It's her iron. I'm not going to post that. That'll cost loads.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be. I don't doubt for a second that you bought an iron. And I don't doubt that for a long time in your house there were two identical irons that you packed both. And. And that you've got her right.
That's. I really hope that's not true.
But like, do you feel absolutely certain?
I am. I am 100% certain. And I turned that flat upside down when we cleaned, because I was like, if we lose this deposit, we are actually fucked.
And did she give you the deposit back?
Got the full deposit back. It was
but
very
you didn't
annoying.
Give her the
actually,
tablecloth.
A tink
so she
cloth,
gave what we know is that when it comes to returning things, so far she has a track record that is just beautiful. Like she had your money and she returned it.
Yeah.
You've had her tablecloth and probably her iron, and you have not returned them.
Yeah. And she is, and as I said, she's very nice.
Yeah.
I just, yeah, I think, yeah.
How much was the iron?
Well, the iron I bought.
Yeah.
About £25.
And how much was her iron?
Not sure. Never saw it. Didn't exist.
Okay.
Like, I've never seen this iron. I think, because also she moved out and then we moved it. And in that time, about 10 or 12 different people lived there, because it used to be a place where people stayed for about 3 months at a time, and she wasn't officially renting it out. It was like friends of friends, people coming through London. She was living in Turkey. And then eventually they said, we need a more permanent solution for this. And Benny and I happened to be the right place, right time, low rent, all worked out. Great.
Sure.
But... Well, I was told as I moved in, they said, we don't really know what's in the flat because so many people have come in and out of this flat. So, you know, just have at it. And if there's anything you don't want there, let us know and we'll come and store
we'll come
it.
And take it,
And they did that and came and stored a bunch of stuff and loads of the things they'd find and be like, oh, this is fun. I wonder who left this. So I think if the iron has been stolen, I think it wasn't me.
Yeah,
I think that the iron hasn't been there for a long time.
But you're not certain.
No, I am certain. I am. But now that you've asked that so many times, I'm worried. I'm more nervous than I was when I started talking about this.
So do you think there's absolutely, there is zero chance that that iron is in those boxes?
I think that there is a 0% chance, because now I have at least been through every single box in the house to make sure, because I was looking for this tablecloth. And you know where it turned out to be? It was inside the sofa.
Did you tell her that?
Yes, I did. It was in the, you know, some of those sofas have that bit that you can lift up. Mm. Yeah, it was in there with a couple of other sort of bits and bobs.
And who put it in there?
So I think, I to be fair, I think I did.
Okay, you're trying to steal it.
Yeah. I was like, it's the only way to get this out of this house.
It's, put it in here with the iron.
In a chair.
Well, look, I think let's leave the iron to one side for the moment.
Until the next episode. Okay.
I do think you should return the tablecloth. And, I think there's lots of reasons to be angry with landlords.
Mm.
Mm. And with people who aren't necessarily great. I don't think this is the time. I think, in the grand scheme of things, all landlords are scum. And we all agree this.
Yeah.
You know, housing is a right, and it's something that you shouldn't have to pay such a huge premium for, and it isn't something that other people should get rich off of, because it's a right, in my opinion.
Mm.
That's not how the world sees it. It's not how the law sees it. So we'll put that to one side for the moment. You have stolen her fucking tablecloth. Yeah. And you can't be annoyed about not returning it.
Yeah, I can see both sides. I can. I wish I had a house.
Yeah.
I think that's the crux of it.
But whatever happens,
that's
not going to change in relation to this tablecloth.
I get that. That's fine. I understand that.
And a surprisingly small amount of the fault of the fact that you are still renting is hers.
Yes, that's also that is something I do need to take into account when I take this to the small claims.
The small claims court.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's like a normal court, but everyone's only an inch high.
Hello, it's not a tablecloth. That's big enough to cover an ocean.
Why is there an iron in your pocket?
All right. Well, look, this has been an episode of our podcast, and I think that's a sentence we should always say at the end.
that's actually quite a good sign up, isn't it? I like that a lot.
Welcome back from your...
Thanks, man.
Should we call it a holiday?
And I'm sorry to anyone who had tickets booked for the shows in between now and Christmas, but I am not allowed.
No, you're not allowed to perform. Yeah, we should have been on stage or just getting off stage right now in Richmond in Surrey for the first night of the tour.
Been fucking wild.
Well, it would have been impossible.
I would not have been okay. No. Yeah.
And we're also meant to be in Cambridge on Friday, but they've both been postponed. And I think that the Richmond show was sold out. And I think the Cambridge show was not.
It was not.
So it's all by the by. Thanks for listening. We hope. I don't know what's gone wrong. I've just had a bit of a...
Okay.
I did a hiccup and a cough into a yawn. Don't you yawn. It's no good for you.
I can't. If I do, it's a real bad un.
You haven't the skill set.
No. But do you... do you have the energy and wherewithal to do another episode?
Yeah, I hadn't really finished the sign off, and it feels that you've gone into the administrative chat. Is it part of the...
Is this, well, no, because this is a bit where...
You're going to keep this bit in?
Yeah, we're keeping this in. This is the bit where normally we'd either thank people and tell them about the Patreon, or if it's a Patreon episode, we'd thank the patrons for being brilliant and give them the special song. So I was just wondering.
No, let's keep going.
So I just have to wonder. Great. Okay, cool. Well, you can join us over on Patreon at www.patreon.com/JohnnyandTheBaptist for even more treats. And it's going to be a belter.
Bye.
That's what I'll say. So bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye. If happiness is even real, then finding it is not for you. But it's never too late to give up. Everyone will only let you down. What doesn't kill you will hurt you. Do you really want to take the risk? What goes up must come down. So maybe stop going up altogether. What goes